Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So this week, we're talking about successful people and the fact that the successful people aren't necessarily the smartest, although that helps. They don't work the most hours, although that's helpful as well. But what they do all have in common is they are the people that have the most productive habits. And so yesterday we talked about exercise as being a very, very productive habit with all kinds of benefits. Today there's another broad area I want to discuss that really picks up where from exercise, and that's meditation. Now meditation, when people hear it, they automatically think, okay, it's out there, it's some sort of this woo-woo idea. And all we're really talking about is quieting the mind. Relaxing, disconnecting. That's all we're really talking about when we talk about meditation. And it's a way to get grounded. And what I find is it brings perspective for me. And so let me run you through a scenario. Let's say you're running late. You're behind for work. You're having a hard time with the kids in the morning. All of a sudden, you get stuck in traffic. And as this traffic is going on, you're sitting there and you're getting more and more frustrated. And as you get through the traffic, you realize that it's an accident. And as you get to the front of the line in the accident, you realize there's a person being wheeled into an ambulance on a stretcher, and you know the person. And then as that person is your friend's wife. So, wow, now all of a sudden that changes everything, right? Horrible situation, but now it personalizes it, right? You know this person. That is a change in perspective. Now, the fact that you're late, who cares, right? In the bigger scheme of things, that doesn't matter. You need that perspective to put things in their proper place. And so that, I think, is what meditation does, right? Without getting into a catastrophic event, it just puts things in perspective for you. The other thing it does is it puts you in a position where you're more able to deal with things, because you're now playing defense. So when something bad comes in your life and you're doing the practice of meditation, you're going through it every day, and you have that perspective. When something bad happens, you take it in stride. You don't make a big deal of it. You put it in its proper perspective. So 20 years from now, the fact that you were late, or the fact that you're going to miss a deadline for a project, is it really going to matter? Probably not, right? We're dealing with the here and now. We get caught up in the moment. We let these things get to us. And that meditation is a way to really help yourself to not get crazy when these things start to happen to you. And I think the other thing, benefit of this, is it's a small amount of time, and there's a tremendous benefit. From a mental standpoint, from a stress standpoint, from a health standpoint, and all we're talking about doing, quieting your mind, right? We all have too much going on. We all have all these things going through our minds. Sometimes we just need to disconnect for a few minutes, and it could be as little as 10 minutes. When you first wake up in the morning, take 10 minutes and clear your mind. Right before you go to sleep, take 10 minutes and clear your mind. If you can do it for 20 or 30 or an hour, that's even better. But if you can only do it for 5 or 10 minutes, do what you can. But take the time. It doesn't take a lot, and it makes a huge difference. And if you're having a hard time getting that clarity and clearing your mind because you keep thinking about things, there's an app I found which is great. It's called Insight Timer. And all it is a meditation app that has guided meditation. So someone's talking to you and walking you through it. You can pick the topic you want. You can pick what you're working on. Listen to it. Throw it in the headphones. Couple of minutes and you're there. That's all it takes. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have the coach to help you commit to moving towards your desired goals, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom. Connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be talking about creating a daily task list as a productive habit. But for today, if you're not meditating, just try it. Sit quietly tomorrow morning when you first wake up, before you get your day going and everything happens, just sit for 10 minutes and just focus on your breathing. And if you need the help, pick up the Insight Timer app that I suggested earlier. But at the end of the day, if you do it, you'll have huge benefits. So I'd love to hear your thoughts as you try it. Just shoot me an email at joel@joelbrookman.com. Let me know how it's going.